Author punched in head while walking in New York City, says police made arrest difficult. By Alana Mastrangelo on May 22, 2025. Author and influencer Kendra Hall says she was punched in the head by a stranger while walking in New York City and accused police of making it difficult to get the assailant arrested. "I was punched in the head by a passing stranger," Hall said, sharing video footage of the Wednesday morning attack and the moments that followed. "I wasn't going to post this as a reel. But there are a few pieces of the story I hadn't shared and I think they are important. Watch below." In the footage, obtained by a nearby salon, Hall is seen walking down a New York City sidewalk when a man who is approaching from the opposite direction appears to strike her in the head, causing her to fall onto a fence enclosing a tree on the side of the road. The Story Edge author is seen getting back to her feet before handing her purse to a Good Samaritan, who watches it while Hall pursues the assailant. The video then cuts to Hall's own footage, taken from her phone, which shows the man daring the NYC influencer to follow him to his address as he is walking away, before threatening to slit her throat. In the third clip, the man is seen being placed in handcuffs by New York City Police Department, NYPD, officers. The Stories That Stick author, however, claimed the police took half an hour to arrive, at which point she said the cops acted like it wasn't a big deal. "First, I wasn't on my phone when it happened. I wasn't distracted. It wasn't an unsafe hour," Hall explained in the caption of her Instagram post, noting that the incident transpired at 10:30 a.m. "I even made note of the guy when I saw him, but it wasn't until I saw a strange flick in his hand, you can see in the footage, that I realized something wasn't right," she added. Second, Hall continued, "the police took approximately 30 minutes to arrive. And once they did, even after showing the video with the guy shouting threats, the NYPD acted like it wasn't a big deal. I remember saying, 'So since I'm not bleeding, a punch to the head is okay?'" the online coach added. Hall went on to say, "Third, when I refused to back down, and only after I told them I had a headache, they agreed to go to the address the man shouted in the video and made me go with him, despite having video footage clearly identifying him. I can't describe how terrifying that was. Maybe they were hoping I'd refuse and give up?" The Choose Your Story, Change Your Life author surmised. Hall added, the cops did not get the security footage of the attack, adding that she and her husband, Michael, later obtained the video themselves from a nearby nail salon. "The cops walked into the nail salon when I pointed out the camera, but said only the owner had access to the footage," she said, adding that her husband went back later and the salon happily put him in touch with the owner, who immediately found the footage and sent it to him. "It took 5 minutes," Hall asserted. The New York City influencer said she is so grateful it wasn't worse, and grateful it was me and not someone who couldn't take the hit or the fall. "I'm hopeful the man gets the help and services he clearly needs," Hall said, adding, "I'm heartbroken and furious that this is how it is, so much apathy." The author and keynote speaker concluded by urging her more than 66,000 Instagram followers to stay safe and stay aware. "And if it happens to you, don't let anyone convince you to let it go," she said. "The problem is so big and so layered, but pretending nothing can be done is not the solution." Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.